我们一同有点祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
主啊，感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank thee.
你让我们又有一次机会来到你的面前。
You allow for us to have a chance to gather before your presence again.
因为你要我们到你面前来听你自己说话。
Because you want us to come into thy presence to hear thou speak.
所以我们切切地仰望我们的主。
So we fervently look to you, Lord.
让我们里面的心思完全地平静下来。
That you allow for our hearts within to completely be at rest.
我们的眼目是一直看着天上的宝座。
That our sight is always fixed upon the throne in heaven.
主啊，你就借着赐人智慧和启示的灵在我们里面运行。
And Lord, that you will work within us through the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
照明我们里面的眼睛。
To enlighten our vision within.
叫我们从你从前所说过的话的里头看见今天你要向我们说的话。
So that from thy spoken words in the past, we can see thy words that you want to speak to us today.
主，因为在你没有改变。
Because with thee, Lord, there's no changing.
你是从永远到永远的神。
You are a God from everlasting to everlasting.
你从前说的到现在还是那样的真实。
What you have spoken in the past is still so true today.
还是那样的准确。
It is still as accurate.
我们要向你低头敬拜。
We have to bow our head and worship thee.
主，你如何带领你的子民
？Lord, how you have led thy people.
你今天同样的带领你的众子。
Today, in the same fashion, you lead your sons.
我们是何等的蒙福
！How blessed are we?
竟然在你众子的里边能接受你自己的吸引。
That we amongst your sons can be captivated by you.
巴不得我们的主，你让我们不辜负你对我们的等待。
Lord, let us not come short of your waiting upon us.
实在的了解你在我们身上所有的等候。
That indeed we will come to realize all the waiting you have upon us.
主啊，我们向你敬拜。
Lord, we worship thee.
因为你没有留下一样好处不给我们。
Because you have not kept any good thing from us.
连同你的自己都给了我们。
You even give us yourself.
但愿我们的主，你一面明亮我们的眼睛。
So Lord, on the one hand, you enlighten our eyes.
一面也扩充我们属灵的度量。
On the other hand, you would also expand our spiritual measure.
叫我们真真实实的能按照你呼召我们那个目的来赶上。
So that truly we can follow on according to the purpose which you have called us with.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
但愿你借着你的话再次向我们发出亮光。
Through thy word, may you shed light to us again.
我们都在这里等候你。
We are waiting for thee here.
听我们的祷告，奉主的名。
Listen to our prayer in the Lord's name.
Amen.
In Judges,
we continue
to see men being blessed with grace before God. But a very unfortunate condition. Regardless of how many times man is remembered before God,
好像总是不能持久，人就又倒下去了。
It seems as they cannot sustain it for a long time and they would fall again.
并且倒下去的原因都是一样。
It is also the same reason why they fall.
啊，这个确实是一个很大的属灵的难处。
Indeed, this is a great spiritual difficulty.
啊，我想神把四世纪留下来，实在是提醒我们。
I think that God left us judges indeed is to remind us.
叫我们多受光照。
So that we can be enlightened much.
让我们看到年代是可以过去。
So we can see, though the generations pass.
人的一代一代的也是这样的过去。
And man, generation after generation pass away.
但是人在神面前堕落的那个原因呢，却一直在那里影响着人。
But the very basic reason for man's fall continues to affect man.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在四世纪第七章里面，我们看到神借着基甸来拯救了以色列。
In Judges chapter 7, we see that God delivered Israel through the hands of Gideon.
但是弟兄姊妹，你很清楚地看到。
But brothers and sisters, you clearly see.
就在以色列人那里 显明神的得胜的时候
even at the moment when the Israelites manifest God's victory 人
的缺陷就跑出来
man's shortcoming comes forth
上次末了我们轻轻提了一下以法莲人对基甸所发的大脾气
last time at the end we mentioned somewhat about how the Ephraimites had something against Gideon
明明看到人的肉体在那里
Very clearly,
有厉害的活动
we can see the great activity of the flesh amongst that incident
我们轻轻地指出过
lightly we mentioned
以色列人进入迦南以后
after the Israelites enter Canaan
他们一个最大的失败乃是失去了合一的见证的看见
a great failure they had was that they lost this vision of oneness
从第一章开始我们就已经看到这种光景
Even from chapter 1 we saw that condition
约书亚还在地上的时候
Even when Joshua was still living
也就是他们进入迦南的头一个阶段
It's the first stage after they entered the land of Canaan Each battle
以色列人总是全体在那里一同去接受
The Israelites as one accepted it together.
整本约书亚记给我们看到的多多少少的战役，以色列人都是一个的整体在那里征战。
In the entire book of Joshua, whether the warfare was great or small, we can see the entire Israel fought as one.
但是一到了史诗记，你就看见那个情形就改变了。
But even at the beginning of Judges, we see that it immediately changes.
他们再没有那个整体的征战
No longer do they fight as one.
他们只是在那里个别的在那里征战。
But they fight as individuals.
他们各自的征战。
They fought for themselves.
充其量就是邀请别的支派来帮帮忙。
At the utmost, they would ask another tribe just to help them out.
你再也看不见十二个支派一同在那里征战。
No longer do you see the whole 12 tribes fighting together.
那现在到了基甸的这一段时间。
Now during the period of Gideon.
那情形好像还要更糟糕一点。
It seems as if it got even worse.
固然没有全体的征战。
Of course, they did not fight as one.
等到征战得胜了。
Even after the victory.
人就在那里争功了。
Man would fight for the merit.
人就在那里出头了。
And they come forth themselves.
我们可以这样说。
We can put it this way.
以色列到了那一个时候
Israel at that particular time
明显的我们看见合一的见证是失去了
Clearly we see they lost a testimony of oneness
但是又不甘心直默
Yet they are not willing for that
别人征战的时候他不要出头
When others fight they don't want to go forth and help
别人把神的得胜带出来了他就要插一脚进来。
Now when God manifests his victory through other tribes, they would come forth to get the credit.
如果光是插一脚进来，那问题还是比较小。
If they just want to fight along with the victory, that is fine.
坏的是坏在。
But what is worse?
他们不是单单插一个脚进来。
Not the, they only, cut in as well.
他们还把他们整个的自己的骄傲也带进来。
But they also bring their own pride into it.
那这是以色列人在进入迦南以后，他们一再表达出来、发表出来的那一个软弱。
And that is the weakness the Israelites repeatedly manifest in the book of Judges.
在我个人看来，这个就是以色列在神面前一再的失落的主要的原因之一。
And this is one of the main reasons that I personally see as for the fall of the Israelites.
但是以法莲人所表达的跟底下所记载下来的做一个比较的时候还算是不太坏。
But what the Ephraimites manifest in this incident if we compare it is not as bad.
因为以法莲人终究是参与了那一个征战。
Because nevertheless, the Ephraimites did take part in the battle.
虽然他们没有参与那个主力战。
And though they did not enter into the key battle.
但是他们总算是在那一次征战的里边还是 摆进来。
Nevertheless, they had their portion in that warfare.
那么现在我们看到了。
Now we can see.
基甸领着以色列人追赶米甸人。
As Gideon led the Israelites to pursue after the Midianites.
他们追赶过了约旦河。
They pursue across the River Jordan.
那他们继续在追赶。
And they continue to pursue.
那从这个事情发生的次序来看。
Now when we look at this incident,
以法莲人跟基甸的吵闹是在征战还没有完全结束的时候。
It seems as if the incident is before the entire war ends, that when they fought.
那这实在是不大对劲儿。
Now, that doesn't make sense for them to do that.
但是刚才我说，比较在约旦河东的一些以色列人的光景，以法莲人还算是不太坏。
And so, I say to compare the incidents of the Ephraimites to the Israelites east of the River Jordan, they're better off.
那么，基甸跟以色列人追赶到过约旦河的时候
，So after Gideon and the Israelites chased the Midianites across the River Jordan，
甚至就记载着一件事情。
Then the scriptures record this for us。
他们很疲乏了。
They were tired。
的确也是很不简单了。
Indeed, as much they have done。
我们不知道在约旦河西究竟征战了多少天。
We don't know how many days they fought west of the River Jordan。
就算我们不计算他征战了多少天。
Even if we did not calculate how many days they fought.
我们只是说就是那一个晚上。
Even that very night.
他们打了一个晚上的仗。
They fought one night.
然后白天就追赶他们过河。
And then the next morning they chased them across the river.
光是这样一天一夜人也的确是够疲倦了。
Even one day, one night of in that kind of situation, you would be tired.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
基甸和跟随他的人在这一件事上还没有太联系自己。
This matter, when Gideon and those who follow him fought, they did not care for themselves.
所以第七第在第八章的第四节那里
And so,
就这样说。
In chapter 8, verse 4, it reads,
基甸和跟随他的三百人到约旦河边过渡，虽然疲乏，还是追赶。
And Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him, faint yet pursuing them.
我想弟兄姊妹该注意的。
I think brothers and sisters ought to pay attention.
在当这三百人把神的得胜带出来以后
Now after these 300 men manifested the victory of God
有好多个支派的人都起来追赶啊
Many tribes arose and pursued
但是这里给我们看到一件事
But here it shows us one thing
一直追赶到过河的只有他们原来那三百人
It was only the original 300 that pursued them even across the River Jordan.
当然神起初就已经说过了我根本不要那么许多人来显明我的得胜。
And of course, even at the beginning, God have said he does not want so many people to manifest his victory.
我就是选中这三百人。
That I only chose these 300.
我就是用着这三百人来带出我的得胜。
And I will use these 300 to manifest my victory.
所以我们不知道为什么。
We don't know why, though.
其他的以色列人没有追赶过河。
Other Israelites did not pursue across the river.
只有这三百人追赶过河。
Only these 300.
以法莲人可以守住渡口。
Now the Ephraimites can guard the bank.
但是他们没有过河。
Yet they did not cross the river.
其他支派的人在那个征战的混乱的当中，他们也是进入了那个战场。
The other tribes, even amongst the confusion of the battle, may enter into the battlefield.
但是他们也没有过河。
Yet also they did not cross the River Jordan.
结果渡过约旦河的只是那三百人。
And only those 300 crossed the River Jordan.
那为什么呢
？Why？
我们不知道。
We don't know.
当然我们说神不要他们那些人来，他们要来也不行。
And of course we can say God does not want the others, even if they come, they cannot.
但是我们要问的是。
But what we must ask is,
神为什么不要他们来？
Why is it God does not want them?
神没有给我们答案。
God did not give us the answer.
但是我们从上文所提到其余的人的那种光景。
But even from the text before, when we mentioned the condition of the others,
我们 有理由相信。
We have reason to believe.
真正为着神的心意去征战的，实在只有这三百人。
It is only these 300 who truly fought for the battles for the heart of God.
大部分的人，他们不是说他们没有征战的心愿。
A majority of them, not to say they did not have the heart to fight.
但是他们也很计较他们自己所付的代价。
But they were very mindful of the price that they had to pay.
他们也许在想。
They may think.
既然把敌人赶走了，那我们的事情也就了了。
If the enemy is gone, then we have done our part.
那所以结果，等了等了，渡河追赶的时候，只有这三百人。
So when it's time to cross the river to pursue them, only these 300 went.
而这三百人的疲乏到不得了。
And these 300 were very faint.
那照理来说，
logically,
那他们也可以停下来。
They should stop as well.
但似乎神在他们中间那个带领还没有停止。
But it seems as if God's guidance upon them did not stop.
所以他们还是在那里追赶。
So they continue to pursue.
所以圣灵在这里记录下来，虽然疲乏，还是追赶。
So the Holy Spirit records faint, yet pursuing them.
那这个话不是单单只是记录当时的情形。
Now these words not only tell us of the situation at hand.
这个话里头也实在是包括了基甸和那三百人在神面前所接受的那一个征战的催促。
But these words also include the urging that Gideon and the 300 had in receiving this battle from God.
他们追到约旦，追过约旦河那边的时候。
As they pursue even across the river Jordan.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们要注意。
Now brothers and sisters, we have to take note.
他们只是三百人。
There are only 300.
但是弟兄姊妹，你留意第十节。
But brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 10.
先留意第十节，第十节。
Now let us first take a look at verse 10.
他说那时西巴和撒木那就是米甸人的两个首领，跟随他们的军队在加格还有15,000人。
Now Seba and Samana were in Karkor, and their host with them about 15,000 men.
那这一万二五千人呢？是在约旦河西给打败所剩下来的。
Now, these 15,000 men were west of the River Jordan after they were defeated, what that was left behind.
米甸人虽然是给打败的。
Though the Midianites were defeated.
现在剩下的是残兵。
Now, it is only the wounded soldiers left.
但这是残兵也有15,000。
Nevertheless, there are 15,000 left.
那基甸有多少？
How many did Gideon have?
300.
300.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不能忽略这一个事实。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot neglect this fact.
因为如果我们忽略这个事实，你就没有办法领会接下去所记载的那个时候的那种光景。
Because if we neglect that fact, we cannot understand the condition that comes when we read on.
那现在基甸带着这很疲倦的三百人。
Now Gideon had with him 300 very weary men across the river Jordan.
他们肚子也饿了。
They're hungry.
所以他们就请求在河东的那些以色列人给他们一点的粮食。
And so they asked for some food from the Israelites east of the River Jordan.
那我们留意第五节。
Now let us take note of verse 5.
基甸对苏格人说。
And he said unto the men of Succoth.
求你们拿饼来跟随我的人吃，因为他们疲乏了。
I pray you, loaves of bread unto the people that follow me, for they be faint.
我们追赶米甸人的两个王西巴和撒木拿。
And I am pursuing after Seba and Samana, kings of Midian.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
到了这样的一个地步，
even to this point,
你可以想象，
you can just imagine,
就算基甸不作声，
even if Gideon didn't say anything,
那这些以在河东的以色列人也知道该怎么做。
These Israelites east of the River Jordan know what they ought to do. These brethren from the west of the river Jordan have come across, fighting one day and night. They're tired. They're very faint. They're hungry. Yet they're still pursuing. How should I treat these brethren? Gideon need not to say anything. They ought to know that they should bring some food to welcome these brethren. But you see, these Israelites at Sokov seems to have nothing to do with this matter. They do not feel they have any responsibility upon this matter.
And
so they just see that Seba and Samana just went and fled with his 15,000 men, and Gideon and 300 are following after them. They have no response.
结果基甸忍不住了,
and so Gideon can't hold it.
基甸就请求他们为他们预备一点食物。
So Gideon asked them, prayed and asked them to give them some food.
弟兄姊妹你注意, 基甸怎么跟他们说?
So notice what Gideon said to them.
求你们,
I pray you.
求你们,
I pray you.
那基甸虽然是 打了一个大胜仗,
though Gideon had a great victory,
虽然是拯救了以色列人,
and though he delivered the Israel,
但是他却是非常隐藏着他自己, 他没有趾高气扬地在那里说, 你们怎么还不会给我们食物?
Yet he very much hid himself. He did not say proudly, why do you not give us food now?
他只是很柔和地对他们说,
But very meekly he said to them, I pray you, give us some food.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你猜, 苏格人怎么回答基甸?
You imagine, you guess, how would the men of Sokov reply to Gideon?
基甸人就说,
and they said,
西巴和撒木拿, 已经在你手里了, 你还叫我们将饼给你的军兵吗?
They answered that, are the hands of Seba and Samana now in thy hand that we should give bread unto thine army?
弟兄姊妹,你看到这个话回答,是说出了他们心思里面是怎么一回事?
Brothers and sisters, you see from this reply what is in their hearts.
如果真的像字面上所说,西巴和撒布拿都已经给你抓住了,你已经是... 很有收获了,
now, if we just look at the letter of the word, it seems to mean that you already have Sebar and Samana in your hands. You have their spoil. Why do you still need our bread? If that was truly the case, that would be better off. But you see, in their tone, it's completely not that way. Now, the tone in their voice makes these words have a contrary meaning. It seems to mean you have yet to take Sebar and Samana in your hands. What right do you have to ask bread from us? It also has some hidden meaning. Now, just in case, you cannot defeat them. All you would do is return to west of the river Jordan. But now if we draw close to you, then Seba and Samana would come and find us. And we have no way of dealing against them.
弟兄姊妹,你看到吗?
So brothers and sisters, do you see? This is the other group of the Israelites. These are the Israelites outside of these Ephraimites.
他们用什么态度来对待神所兴起的那一个拯救?
What attitude did they have toward the deliverance which God rose? Apparently you can see.
合一的看见。
On the one hand, apparently they do not have this vision of oneness.
但是心里又怕人的报复。
In their hearts, they're also afraid of man's vengeance.
又怕得罪人。
They were afraid to offend man.
所以他就不敢对弟兄们表同情。
So they dare not show sympathy to their brethren.
眼睁睁看着弟兄们在那里追赶仇敌。
They only look at their brethren pursuing after the enemy.
都疲得不像个人样了。
And they're very faint.
但他们还不敢同情。
Yet they did not show sympathy.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到这就是以色列。
Brothers and sisters, you see, that is Israel.
那这就是以色列当时的那种属灵的光景。
That is the spiritual condition of Israel at that time.
他们不能与弟兄们同心。
They cannot be in one heart with the brethren.
并且他们还惧怕人会向他们找麻烦。
And they were also afraid that man would give them trouble.
那结果。
The result then.
基甸也好像没好气。
It seems like Gideon has fed up with them.
不过基甸也没有说什么，说好说歹。
But Gideon didn't say much, good or bad.
他只是说。
He only said,
等到我把这两个人抓住，我平平安安的回来，我就要鞭打你们。
Now, if I have delivered them, if the Lord delivered them into my hand, I will return and I will discipline you.
那他们就继续去追赶。
And so they continue to pursue after them.
从苏格追赶到那个再追赶到那个皮努以勒。
And they pursue them from Sukkoth to Penuel.
那里的人也是同样的心情来对待基甸。
And the men there also treated Gideon with the same attitude.
哎呀，真的是把基甸气坏了。
Now this really angered Gideon.
不过在那个时候，我们看见基甸还能沉得住气。
But we see at that time Gideon was still able to hold down his anger.
因为他知道他主要的敌人还不是他们。
Because he realized his main enemy is not these people.
他主要做的还是要追赶米甸人。
What he still is after is pursuing after the Midianites.
所以基甸好像是忍住那一口气，继续去追赶。
So it seems like Gideon is holding down his anger to continue to pursue.
那好了。
Now.
那结果追赶的结果就把剩下的那些米甸人全都清理干净。
The result is he completely destroyed the Midianites whom he was chasing.
他们得胜回来了。
They came returned victoriously. Of course, we see.
他们的得胜。
Their victory.
绝不是因为他们会打仗。
It's not because they were great warriors.
乃是因为神起初已经是这样宣告了。
But it was that God has already proclaimed it from the beginning.
他们虽然只不过是301个人。
Though there are only 301 men.
敌人是剩下来的还有15,000人。
Even the remaining of the enemy was 15,000.
但是他们还是大获全胜。
Yet they had the complete victory.
因为事实在那里征战的不是他们。
Because the fact is, it is not them who are fighting.
他们只是跟随征战的元帅往前行。
They only fought following the commander and went forward.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那他们得胜回来了。
They returned victoriously.
那一回来的时候呢？
And when they returned?
那我们就看到基甸按照他先前所宣告的在那里。做了一些事情。
Now we see Gideon did some things according to what he said previously.
他真的。
He truly.
把苏格的那些长老用野地的那些荆棘来给鞭打了。
Now he really tore the flesh of the prince of Sukkoth with the thorns.
那么然后对皮努以勒的那个地方呢
？And to the place at Penuel，
他就把皮努以勒的那里的一个楼拆掉。
And he broke down the tower there。
不就是拆掉了那个楼
？Now not only did he beat down the tower，
那里的人
，even slew the men of that city。
那弟兄姊妹们
，Now brothers and sisters，
在这里我们又要看了。
Here then we must see。
上边我们看见是以色列人的愚昧。
Previously, we saw it was the foolishness of the Israelites.
那么现在圣灵在这里记录下来 一些事情。
Now the Holy Spirit records some things from us.
这些事情呢，就说到基甸的愚昧了。
Now it shows for us the foolishness of Gideon.
那正因为是这样。
Because of this,
我们才看出以色列人他们一而再再而三的失败的那些真正的原因。
Then we can truly see the true reason why the Israelites continue repeatedly to fall.
那么基甸责打 那里的人，我们说这个还无可厚非。
Now, the fact that Gideon had to whip those people of Succoth, there's nothing we can say about that.
因为当时的那一批人实在是不守地位。
Because that group of people did not keep their position.
受一点责打还是可以说得过来。
And so for them to be scourged is acceptable.
但弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
你留意到，
if you see,
在索格基甸没有做得太过分。
In the matter of Succoth, Gideon did not cross the line.
但是到了皮努以勒。
But at the place of Penuel,
基甸所做的似乎的过了界限。
It seems as what Gideon did was too much.
他如果在那里拆掉那个楼，也可以说是勉强说得过来。
If he just broke down the tower, you can forcibly say that's okay.
但是我们看到一件事情。
But we see one thing.
在皮努以勒，基甸竟然做了一件非常非常不应该做的事。
At the place of Penuel, Gideon did something very much that he should not have done.
用人的话来讲，就是屠城了。
In man's eyes, he slaughtered a city.
把城里那边都杀掉了。
He slew all the men in the city.
你说这样才能出那一口气。
He said only by maybe he can only have take it out on them by doing that.
他不小看我们不能把那个西巴和撒木拿完全解决掉。
They looked down upon us, thinking we cannot defeat Zebo and Samana.
现在我们得胜回来了。
Now we return victoriously.
我们可以出这口气了。
Now we can take it out on them.
我们可以把你们这些人不长眼睛的人 都弄掉了，反正你们看不见神的作为，你们就不该活着。
Now you look down upon us, you cannot see the work of God, you do not deserve to live.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
虽然他们。做的是不对。
Though the people of Penuel did wrong.
但是基甸这一些人，他们应该知道，他们能做到一个什么的地步。
But the people of Gideon ought to know how much they can do, to what certain extent.
而这些人虽然曾经得罪了他们。
Though these people once offended them.
但是虽然是得罪他们，这些人究竟是弟兄。
Even though they offended them before, these people nevertheless were brethren.
他们虽然是好像并不站在神的那一边。
And even though they do not seem to stand on the side of God.
但是他们究竟还是弟兄。
Nevertheless, they were brethren.
把弟兄的那个关系都忘掉了。把它看作敌人一样来处理，这就不准确了。
Now they forgot that they had the position as brethren and they dealt with them as enemies.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Now brothers and sisters, you can see.
以色列人，你说他们无知。
The Israelites, you can say they were foolish.
我们能接受。
We can accept that.
但一说到基甸现在的英雄。
But now, when you talk about this hero, Gideon,
现在带出神的得胜的那一个人物,
now this is the one who brought forth the victory of God.
他所做的也不准确。
What he did was also wrong.
那这个有些时候我们就好像觉得不容易理解了。
Now sometimes it is hard for us to accept and understand.
怎么他会做出这样的事情来?
How is it they can do something like this?
那弟兄姊妹们,
now brothers and sisters,
我们先记住这一点。
Let us first remember this.
因为在第八章的里面,
because in chapter 8,
基甸所做的不太准确的还不止这一件。
What Gideon did that was wrong was not only this.
还有另外一件。
There are some other events.
但是我们先要记住。
But now let us first remember, Gideon at that time was the hero. He was the deliverer who God rose. He is the judge. He represents God and disciplining his people to deliver his people. Now let us first remember his position. Now, if we understand and realize he had the status, when he brought forth this action of massacre of his brethren, then you know this truly was something he should not have done. Now, let's just put that aside first. And then he turns to deal with these two kings, two princes of Midian. And when he was dealing with these two kings, it shows us one thing. Brothers and sisters, you can see that when he dealt this way with these two kings, and now when you compare it to the massacre he did at Penuel, then we can say we would have nothing to say to what he did upon those two kings. Now he had the condition to slay these two kings does not qualify him to have the authority to slaughter the people at Penuel. Now, brothers and sisters, remember, at that time he was the hero. At that time he was the leader of the Israelites. At that time he was the one who brought the victory of God into Israel. But let us not just because he has these facts manifest so clearly, that we would neglect some of the wrongs that he ought not to have. Now only when we're able to grasp the true facts of history, then we will realize the true reasons why the Israelites repeatedly failed and fall. Now if you dealt with these two kings, then the Israelites came to Gideon. Then he said,
22.
Then the man of Israel said unto Gideon, rule thou over us, both thou and thy son's sons also, for thou hast delivered us from the hand of Midian. We clearly see this is the result of being a hero. Very naturally, others will give you all the authority.
They
will give you all the honor. But we thank God. Gideon, upon this matter, we thank God that he was not being confused and all the victory gone to his head. You see how his reply is.
他说我不管理你们,
I will not rule over you. Neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you. This point he saw very right. But he ended here by seeing that right. Brothers and sisters,
这就给我们留意到一个事实,
then it shows us one fact.
许许多多的时候,
there are so many times.
如果我们不是实际的来接受神给我们所看见的,
if we do not truly practically accept what we see from God,
我们仅仅是知道神会怎么做,
that we merely only know what God will do,
那并没有接触到问题,
then we have not contacted the issue.
连问题都没接触到, 当然解决,
of course, if we have not come contact with the issue, then we have no way of solving it.
那因为那一些见那一些的知道，就不过就是我用我们现在的话来说，那只不过是一点的知识。
And so only knowing in today's terms we say that's only head knowledge.
知识是有了。
You have the head knowledge.
但是却没有实际。
Yet there's no practical reality there.
他知道他不能管理他们。
He knows he cannot rule over them.
他知道。
He knows.
神的百姓。要接受管理，那就是神的管理。
God's people, if they were to accept being ruled, it was God who rules over them.
那神在那些日子里面是怎么来管理他们？
And so in those days, how will God rule over them?
摩西又不在了。
Moses was not there.
耶稣也不在了。
Joshua was not there.
那神怎么管理他们？
And so now, how would God rule over them?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
别人能不能知道神怎么管理他们？
I don't know if others would know how God will rule over them.
我不知道。
I don't know.
但是对于基甸，
but for Gideon,
起码他知道。
At the very least, he knows.
是神来管理我们。
It is the Lord who will rule over us.
神向他显现的时候，也给他领会到，神的指明一切的事情都在神的监察的底下。
Because when God revealed himself to him, God showed him that all the matters of his people were under his examination.
并且他这一次他起来号召。
Even this time when he rose up to call the people.
也是根据神在那里的差遣。
It was still according to the fact that God sent him.
所以对基甸来说他知道。
So for Gideon, he knows.
是神管理。
God is the one ruling.
他没有办法管理。
He has no way of ruling.
你让他儿子们去管理，他儿子们也不能去管理。
Even if you let his sons to rule, they don't know how to rule. To him,
他还有遇见神的经历。
He still has the experience to meet God.
那他的儿子们就不知道什么叫做遇见神了。
Then for his sons, they do not know this matter of meeting God.
那是对基甸来说，他很知道。
So for Gideon, he truly knows.
只有耶和华能管理你们。
Only the Lord God can rule over you.
那如果他停留在这一点上，
Now if he remained on that point,
那基甸还算是有个好结局。
Then Gideon, you can say, had a good end.
还没有在做什么不准确的事。
He did not do anything that was wrong then.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
基甸的这一个看见只是停留在知识上面。
This vision that Gideon had only remained in knowledge.
结果呢？
The result then,
他就做了一件愚昧的事。
He did something very foolish.
他做了什么事呢？
What did he do?
那在没有看他做那件事以前，
Now before we go into that,
我们要先指出一个问题。
We have to first point forth one thing.
基甸所说的，唯有耶和华管理你们。
When Gideon said, the Lord shall rule over you,
那是说出什么呢？
What does that say?
乃是说出神的律法。在我们以色列人中间。
That says the law of the Lord is amongst us.
我们照着神的律法来跟随，那就已经有我们已经是在管理的底下。
If we follow according to the law, then we're being ruled.
所以你不必怕寄望有什么人起来做你们的管理。
And so do not want any other to rise up to rule over you.
只要你们还能不偏离神自己的律法，那也就是神的管理在你们中间显出果效。
So as long as you do not depart away from the law of the Lord, then the sovereignty of the Lord is still fruitful amongst you.
那这一点基甸是看见的。
Gideon saw that point.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
他只是看见这样的一件事。
He only saw that issue.
却没有实际的活在这样的看见的里头。
Yet he did not practically live under that vision.
那所以他说了，我不管理你们，上是神在那，神管理你们。
So after he said, I will not rule over you, the Lord shall rule over you.
不，他说了这个事情，如果就停了，那就好了。
After he said that, if that's the end, that would be good.
但是他就说出了另外一件事。
But he continued to say,
他说，但愿你们答应我一件事。
I would desire a request of you.
什么事呢？
What is that?
那些人就问他什么事呢？
And so the people ask him, what do you want?
他说把你们从仇敌那里掳掠过来的那个金环子，耳环也环也好，鼻环也好，什么的，反正是那个金子做的那个环子，给我。
And that you would give me every man the earrings of his prey, for they had golden earrings. Give that to me.
那如果我们不看撒文，
Now we don't go any further.
我们不知道他要这些金子干什么。
We don't know why he wants these gold.
我们就会猜想。
We might think.
哎呀，你这个人。
Oh, you Gideon.
你大概现在要收取一些征战的代价。
And so now you want to take your profit for going to war.
事实上基甸没有这个意思。
The fact is, Gideon didn't have that intention.
他大概也根本不稀罕那些黄金。
Of course, he was not really after the gold.
因为我们从字里行间也看到，基甸实在是那个时候以色列人当中的一些大户。
Because even from between the lines, we can see that Gideon was from a wealthy household amongst the Israelites.
在物质上他并不短缺。
He was not lacking any materials.
所以他着眼并不是要为自己累积更多的财富。
So his focus was not for more wealth.
那既然不是这样。
If that's not the case,
那他要这些干什么呢？
Why did he want the gold?
那底下就给我们看到。
Then it shows us.
他就把这许许多多的金子来做了一个以弗德。
And so with all this gold, he made for himself an ephod.
弟兄姊妹晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you realize.
以弗德就是好像一个背心一样的衣服。
Now the ephod is just like a vest that's put on.
他大概就当把这些黄金来弄成金线，就织成一件以弗德。
And so maybe with all the gold he made into golden thread to make for himself a gold ephod.
那但弟兄姊妹，你还要记得。
But brothers and sisters also remember.
以弗德。
The ephod.
当然，我们不说它是很特殊的一个东西。
Even though we do not say it's a very special thing.
因为按照遗传下来给我们的印象，那是一般人穿的，好像背心一样的衣服就是了。
Because according to the tradition that tells us, the ephod is just like a vest that people wear.
但是说到以弗德的时候，
But when you do mention the ephod,
提到以弗德的时候，
When the scriptures mentions about the ephod,
好像这个以弗德啊，
It seems as this ephod then,
跟人向神求问的这件事情好像是连在一起。
Is connected with the matter of inquiring of the Lord.
神给大祭司的衣服上面有一件以弗德。
Because in the garment that God allows for the great high priest to wear is an ephod.
里面有那个乌灵和土明。
And within the ephod is the Urim and the Thummim.
那是问神的用具。
And they were used to ask of God.
弟兄姊妹，你记得。
Brothers and sisters, you remember.
基甸在出战以前，
Before Gideon went to fight,
他是用着这个土灵乌明的那个原则来在神面前有求问吗？
He used this principle of the Urim and the Thummim to inquire of the Lord.
那现在得胜回来，
Now he returns victoriously.
他就也许他在这样想，
Maybe he thought this.
当然这个是我猜的，
Of course I'm just guessing.
不过大概也许和当时基甸心里所想的不会距离得太远。
Maybe this is very close to what Gideon was thinking at that time.
不然的话，基甸你要一个以弗德干什么呢？
Otherwise, why would Gideon want an ephod?
也许基甸在那里想。
Maybe Gideon thought.
以后我求问神，就不能再拿羊毛了。
Later on, when I inquire of the Lord, I cannot use the fleece anymore.
因为那不是正规的求问神。
Because that is not the right way to ask of God.
如果我能有一个以弗德，那么我求问神就方便多了。
And so if I had an ephod, then it would be more convenient to ask of God.
我们不能说基甸要有一个以弗德的那个心思是不妥当。
Now we cannot say the fact that Gideon wanted to have an ephod was wrong.
但是事实上，以弗德不是普通人所能应用的。
But the fact is, the ephod is not used by any common man.
是大祭司才能使用的。
It is only used by the great high priest.
那弟兄姊妹，你记得。
Now, brothers and sisters, you remember.
这个时候大卫还没有出生。
At this time, David was not yet born.
几百年后，两三百年后，大卫出生了。
200-300 years later, David was born.
在大卫的经历的里边，
even in David's experience,
他不住的逃亡。
He continued to flee.
一直逃避扫罗的追赶。
He continued to flee the pursuit of Saul. Brothers and sisters, do you remember?
有时他不是 逃走到那一个一个城，忘了他那个名字。
One time he was fleeing to a city.
当时
at that time
什么了？大卫当时实在是有点难。
At that time, David was in trouble.
他很作难。
He was very troubled.
我到这个城来。
Now I'm in this city.
是神让我来的。
God wants me to be here.
现在扫罗来追赶我到这里。
Now Saul is pursuing me to the city.
如果我留在这个城里。
If I remain in the city.
那我一定是给他抓的。
Then I will be captured by him.
但是我能不能离开这里？
But can I leave here?
如果我离开这里，那是神叫我进来的。
If I leave here, yet it is God who told me to come here.
那我凭什么要离开这一个城呢？
Then why should I leave the city?
那弟兄姊妹记得吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you remember?
大卫当时就喊亚比亚他。
At that time, David asked for Abiathar.
把以弗德拿来求问神。
To bring the ephod to inquire of God.
我究竟要不要留在这个城？
Should I ought I to stay in the city?
扫罗会不会来这里？
Will Saul come here?
如果扫罗来这里的时候，
If Saul comes here,
这城里的人又会不会把我交给他？
Would the men of the city hand me over to him?
你记得大卫有这么一件事？
If you remember, brothers and sisters, David had that happen.
你看到了？
You can see that.
大卫要求问神。
When David wanted to inquire of God,
他自己还不敢弄一个以弗德来求问神。
He himself dare not even have an ephod for himself to inquire of God.
他还是要让做祭司的来给他求问。
He still asked the priest to inquire for him.
这一个时候。
At that time,
你看到基甸，
you can see Gideon.
他只是想到求问神总是应该的了。
He only thought of the fact it is right to seek after God.
那如果我能方便的求问神的话，那也不错了。
Now if I can conveniently seek after him, that would be good.
弟兄姊妹们，
but brothers and sisters,
他忘了一件，
he forgot one thing.
他既然说出，
though even if he said,
我不管理你们，
I do not rule over you.
我的儿子也不管理你，
neither will my sons rule over you.
唯有耶和华管理你，
only the Lord shall rule over you.
那耶和华怎么管理他们呢？
How would the Lord rule over them?
那就是按照律法的要求，他们跟上，那就是神在他们中间显出权柄。
It is by the requirement of the law, if they followed, then God would have manifested his authority.
那如果他真的是看到这件事，
now if he truly saw that,
那他就不该做这个以弗德。
Then he should not have made this ephod.
但是他做以弗德，严格说起来不是他为他自己。
To be very strict, the fact he did the ephod was not for himself.
好像我们能说的就是，他为着求问神来给百姓一些的带领。
All we can say is he wanted the ephod to inquire of the Lord so he can guide the people.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们常常提的。
But brothers and sisters, many times we mentioned.
人的热心并不能成就神的事。
Man's fervency cannot accomplish the work of God.
如同人的愤怒也不能成就神的事。
Just as man's anger cannot, man's wrath cannot do the work of God.
那我们晓得一件事情。
We know one thing.
神要做成他的事。
When God wants to do His work.
神必须按照他自己的。法则来做。
God will work according to His principle.
如果不在神的法则里边去做。
And if they do not do it according to God's principle.
那做出来的结果一定不是在神的点头的底下。
Then the result would not be under with the nod of God.
那结果，基甸就做了一个金以弗德。
And so then Gideon made for himself a golden ephod.
他还活的时候。
Even when he was living,
没有出太大的乱子。
There was not much confusion.
但是他不活了。
But after he died,
弟兄姊妹你就看到。
Then you can see,
这个以弗德就成了一个乱子。
Then this ephod became a snare.
那我们留意二十七节。
Now let us take a look at verse 27.
基甸以此制造了一个以弗德，设立在本城俄弗拉。后来以色列人拜那以弗德， 行了邪淫，这就做了基甸和他全家的网罗。
And Gideon made an ephod thereof and put it in his city, even in Ophrah. And all Israel went thither a whoring after it, which thing became a snare unto Gideon and to his house.
弟兄姊妹，你看到那个结果严重吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see how serious the result was?
非常的严重。
Very serious.
因为这个以弗德。
Because of this ephod,
在基甸来说，也许是他的热心。
To Gideon, maybe it was his fervency.
但是那个以弗德所带来的结果，
But the result of the ephod
却是代替了神的地位。
Was that it took the place of God.
而等到基甸不在了，
When Gideon was no longer,
以色列人就把这个以弗德当作神来拜了。
The Israelites worshipped this ephod as God.
那这样一拜就行了那个属灵的淫乱了。
And when they worshipped in this way, that was spiritual adultery.
这样的一件事情，
And this matter
就成了基甸和他全家的一个难处了。
Became a difficulty, a snare to Gideon and his house.
圣经是说的更严重了，是成了他们的网络。
The scriptures put it more severely, it became a snare unto Gideon and to his house.
叫他们给绑叠在哪里了。
And because of that, they fell there.
给他们在给捆绑在哪里。
And it bounded them there.
那是怎么个捆绑法呢？
What kind of bondage?
那以后我们看下去就看到。
Later when we read on, we'll find out.
当我们看到这样的一件事的时候，
When we see such a thing,
我们就有了一个很需要很有的一个警觉。
Then we must be very alert and reminded this way.
那固然人的热心是常常是制造难，给神制造难处。
Naturally, on the one hand, man's fervency would create so many problems for God.
当然也就是给人制造难处了。
Of course, it also creates trouble for man.
但是问题是在这个事情没有发生以前。
But the issue is before this event took place.
这一位英雄的人物。
This hero.
这一位曾经跟随神的差遣而征战的人。
This man who followed the guidance of God and fought for God.
他怎么会做出一件这样的事来呢？
Why would he do something like this?
那弟兄姊妹们，我们注意。
Brothers and sisters, let's take note.
人的天然。
Man's nature.
就是说在伊甸园堕落了以后，
It is after man fell in the Garden of Eden.
人的天然的倾向总是背弃神的。
By nature, man's inclination is to reject God.
没有一个很强的带领在那里，那慢慢慢慢，那人就向神以外的事物去倾斜的。
Without a strong guidance there, then gradually man would incline toward the idol worship, idolatry.
但是这个向神是倾斜，向神以外的事物是倾斜。
And so when they incline to anything besides God,
能不能避免的呢？
Is it avoidable?
当然是可以。
Of course it is.
那要避免，那怎么去避免呢？
How is it then? Would you avoid that?
那我们就必须要留意到。
Then we must take note.
如果基甸真的是看见神做管理，
If indeed Gideon saw the fact that God is the one ruling,
在他那个时候，他就必须非常的要尊重神的律法。
Then at that time, he himself must honor and respect the law of God.
不单是十条诫命，
Not only the Ten Commandments,
并且是那个律和典章都一样要非常的
Even the statutes and the ordinances, he has to focus on that.
但是你要注重这个神的律法。
And so, if you want to focus on the law of God,
你必须要先熟悉神的律法。
You must first be familiar with the law of God.
你如果不熟悉神的律法，
If you're not familiar with the law of God,
你是要有心思要遵行神的律法。
Though you have the heart to follow his law,
但是你根据什么去遵行。
But according to what would you follow then?
人以为对的事情是不是就是律法呢？
When what man think is right, would that be the law?
人以为不对的是不是也可以等于律法呢？
What man thinks is wrong, can that also equal the law?
神的律法完全超脱这两种光景。
God's law completely surpasses these two conditions.
人以为对的不一定是律法。
What man thinks is right may not be the law.
人以为不对的不一定就不是律法。
What man thinks is wrong may not necessarily not be the law.
那因此我们要在神的面前 承认神是管理，也接受神是做管理。
So before God, we must acknowledge that He is sovereign and also accept His sovereignty.
我们必须要知道神的律法。
We must know the law of God.
那这个话是站在旧约的时间来说的。
Now these words are spoken on the perspective of the Old Testament.
但是站在新约的里头呢
？Now as for the New Testament,
我们虽然不再是以律法作为那一个依据
，though no longer our foundation is the law，
但是我们总得知道神的心意和他的法则。
Nevertheless, we know God's heart and His principles。
所以在领会神的心思这一个原则上面，旧约和新约都是一样的。
So under this principle of knowing the heart of God, it is the same from the Old or New Testament。
好好的领会神的心思。
So if we do not well know how to know the heart of God,
我们在神的面前所显明的就没有把握说一定是在彰显神。
Then we cannot be with confidence when we are sure that what we do manifest is the heart of God.
当然神怜悯人的时候
Of course, when God is merciful to man,
那人的愚昧是显不出来。
Then man would not be able to manifest his foolishness.
但是如果人已经向神以外的事物倾斜
，But when man inclines toward other things besides God,
神暂时的撒手不管的时候
，When God withholds His hand temporarily and not govern,
那人就很糟糕了。
Then man would be very woeful.
并不是倒下去。
They for sure will fall.
人就说了
Then man would say,
那神为什么不及时把他们挽回呢
Why would not God save them in time?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
神随时随刻都愿意把人挽回
God is forever any moment willing to restore man.
但是人如果已经定义要向神以外倾斜的时候
But if man has already will to go outside of God,
你说神怎么去挽回呢
Then you say, how would God restore that person? How would God restore him? Today, when I was reading the newspaper, I saw a small article about some news. It speaks of the church in England. Because it talks about the Anglican Church.
又是说到那些大教堂里边的光景。
It also speaks on the condition of the great cathedrals.
那么英国有很多很有名的大教堂。
And so in England there are many famous cathedrals.
但是现在几乎都没有多少人在里头聚会。
But now, there are very few that worship in these cathedrals. And so many of these great cathedrals only became a tourist attraction.
陈设品
And there are some consecrated items there.
人们就是可以买了门票就进去
And so man would buy a ticket to go in
看看
and take a look.
都落到这种光景
And that is the condition.
那他那是上层的人就怎么说呢
And so what is the upper management of the Anglican Church say?
他说那么大的教堂有历史性
Such a great cathedral, it is a landmark with a lot of history.
也要维持它也不容易
It's not easy to sustain them.
现在都没有多少人来聚会
There are not many that worship there.
那教会没有收入怎么维持这个教堂
And so there is no income for the church. How do you maintain them?
那把它作为一个旅游点的这样子来安排还可以开了园
And so if you arrange them as a tourist attraction, then you have some income.
起码也起一个功用
At least there's this function.
那就是与众同乐了那就是让众人都在这里得了一点娱乐
And so you're having joy with all the people. Some people can have entertainment from this.
那弟兄姊妹们
Now brothers and sisters.
他们说这个话
When they say these words, that is right.
因为圣公会的堕落就是堕落在离开神的话
Because the fall of the Anglican Church is the fact that they departed away from the word of God.
他最早他们成为社会福音。
At the very beginning, when they acknowledged the social gospel,
就成了一个
And they became a charitable organization, a social organization.
给人有娱乐,
and so now they do not go worship, but yet they have a tourist attraction that is also a service to man. They're right. Man does not want to seek after God.
所以这样做还是显出他的功用。
And so by doing, arranging this way, it will manifest their function there.
我给这段消息信住的，却不是他说的这一段的事。
Now I was attracted to this article, not because of what I just said about what they said.
他们说啊,
they say,
现在人不来聚会，因为老的都死的死，老的老，年轻人都不肯来。
Now they say men, the people don't go there to worship because the older generation died or they become old and the younger ones are not willing to go there.
年轻人都不再, 追求属灵的事情。
Because the younger ones don't pursue after spiritual matters.
那很有意思。
Now it's very meaningful.
这一段消息的底下就说什么呢?
And so under this article, this news, what do they say?
有一个团体。
There is this,
我一下忘记是他们自己做的调查还是另外一个团体，我看了也就忘了。
Under this article, there is a survey. I forgot which organization. Maybe themselves did the survey.
他在英国里面调查了，做了一个这样的调查。And
so in England, they had this survey.
结果
，the result then
是跟他们那些人所说的完全相反。It
is contrary to what these people are claiming.
他们认为只有老年人才会读圣经。They
thought that only the older generation would read the Bible.
年轻人都不要读圣经。The
younger ones don't want to read the Bible.
但是那个调查出来的结果,
but the survey was,
他们以为是很一般来说是读要读神的话的人是非常少。
In general, there are only a few that want to read the Word of God.
但是那个调查的结果不是这样。
But that's not the result of the survey.
这个调查的结果是很多人都在那里读圣经。
The result of the survey was that many read the Bible.
而且读圣经的绝大部分都是年轻人。
And many of these people who read the Bible are young people. Now that is the work of God.
但是我们要看。 要注意一件事情,
but we need to take notice.
就是大教堂为什么走下坡走到这样的光景?
Why is it that these great cathedrals are going downhill?
是他们先把神的话丢掉。
It is they who first threw away the word of God.
他们不讲神的话。
They do not speak the word of God.
他们讲地上人讲的话。
They're speaking the words of this earth.
来到所谓教堂的里面，没有听见神的话。
And so when men come to these cathedrals, they do not hear the word of God.
只是看到一听见人的话。
They only hear the word of man.
那要听人的话，为什么要跑到教堂来?
If they want to hear the word of man, why do they come to the cathedrals?
跑到教堂来就要为了寻求神。
Because when they come there, they want to seek after God.
他们老早就把神的话都丢了。
But they themselves threw away the word of God long ago.
难怪人不要到教堂来。
And that's why man does not want to go there anymore, brothers and sisters.
我们非要很清楚地看见这一个。
We must clearly see that point.
不是说外面我们做一些好像与神有关的事物，我们就是在那里做神的工。
It is not just because we seem to do something that has to do with God, then we're doing the work of God.
基甸做这个以弗德，你从外面来看，你也可以说他为了方便寻求神。When
you see Gideon making this ephod, you can say that it is for his convenience to seek after God.
但是这个不是正途。But
this is not the right way.
正途你应该回到神的律法里面去。The
right way is you ought to return to the law of the Lord.
这个世代的人来说,
and so for us in this generation today,
我们不是用神以外的事物去吸引人,
we do not use anything outside of God to attract men.
你用神以外的事物去吸引人,
if you use anything outside of God to attract men,
你怎么都比不上世界所有的给人的吸引大,
then no matter how you try, that attraction is not greater than this world.
如果你要用神以外的事物来吸引人, 那个结果定规是,
if you use anything outside of God to attract man, the result would for sure be the vanity of vanity.
能叫人受到吸引的,
what only attracts man,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
只有神的自己,
it is only God himself.
只有神的自己, 神的话语给释放出来。
It is only when the word of God is set free.
只有神的儿女们活在神的话语的管理的底下。
It is only when the children of God is living under the sovereignty of God's word.
刚过的那个主日圣布鲁纳这边是不是交通聚会吗
？The Lord's Day we just had in San Bruno was sharing meeting.
有一个从上海来的，现在大概可以说是算是姊妹了吧。
Now there is someone from Shanghai. Now we can call her a sister.
那我们当中一个弟兄是把他请来美国住一下。
There was a brother and a miss who invited her to visit and live in the U.S. for a while.
她也来了两三个月吧。
She's been here about 2 or 3 months.
她交通里面就提到。
And in her sharing, she mentioned.
她才来的时候对信主一点兴趣都没有。
When she first came, she had no interest at all in believing in the Lord.
她根本就不觉得这个事情有什么。
She did not think anything was special about this at all.
当然神做了一些事情。
And of course, God did some things.
让他不能不去想。
That she must think about it.
但是他有一件事情是叫他受到吸引。
But there was one thing that attracted her.
他就是看到神的儿女们。
Is that she saw the children of God.
他觉得这些信耶稣的人跟其他的人不一样。
She felt that these people who believe in Jesus are different from others.
是有些事情是别人不会的。
That is, they have things that others will not do.
也在其他的人身上看不到的。
And they have things that others do not have.
但是在见信耶稣的人身上他接触到。
But she's able to come in contact with it upon these who believe in Jesus.
这些叫他受了一点的吸引。
And these things drawed her.
结果他信了主。
As a result, she believed in the Lord.
那他信主当然不是只是说只有神的儿女们活在神的话语的光的底下所带出的那一个结果是唯一的原因。
And of course, that result is not the only reason that she believed in the Lord, the fact that the children of God lived under the light of God's word.
事实上是神做了好多的工，把她逼到神的面前。
The fact is God did much work to force her before himself.
但是也因着神的儿女们的那一个让她感觉得到活在神面前的人是跟一般人不一样。
But it is also the fact that the children of God, the way they live before God, it is different from others.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们要注意。
Now, brothers and sisters, we have to take note of that.
四世纪的时候。
When we read Judges.
我们的确是不是单单知道四世的日子，以色列人是怎样的失败，神怎么给他们拯救。
The fact is, indeed, when we read Judges, it is not just to see how the Israelites fell and how God delivered them.
我们要从其中看到他们堕落的原因在哪里。
But from the midst, we must see the reason why they fell.
虽然神把他们挽回。
Though God restores them.
但是不是因为他们配。
Not because they were worthy.
乃是因着神的信实。
It's because of God's faithfulness.
所以我们知道神的信实不会改变。
Though we know God's faithfulness never changes.
神怎么纪念他们也同样的纪念我们。
How God remembered them, he likewise would remember us.
但是我们不能因为神纪念我们，我们就忽略他们堕落的那个原因。
But just the fact we know God will not forsake us and remember us, we cannot neglect the fact they fell.
如果忽略了他们堕落的那个原因，只是看见神的拯救。
Now, if we're careless about the reason why they fell and only see the deliverance of God,
那对我们就没有什么深刻的造就。
Then it would not have any deep edification for us.
我们必须看见他们一而再、再而三的堕落。
We must see that they fell and fell again.
那根本的原因在哪里？
Where's the very basic reason?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神把他们的整个的过程毫无保留的给我们都记录下来。
God shows us completely the process and records it for us.
他们准确的神给我们看。
God shows us what was right that they did.
他们不准确的神也给我们看。
God also shows us what they did wrong.
他们准确的是我们的一个 提醒。
What they did right was a reminder for us, encouragement for us.
他们的不准确是给我们一个见解。
Now what they did wrong was a warning for us.
啊，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那所以当基甸做了那个以弗德以后
，And so after Gideon made the ephod,
他这一件事情就离开神的话语，而满足一个不算坏的要求。
This matter he did was departing away from the word of God to satisfy a requirement of his that is not considered bad.
虽然那是一个不算是坏的要求。
Though this request was not considered bad.
但是因为那个基础是离开神的话。
But because that foundation was departed away from the word of God.
所以这个不算起初不算坏的事情，结果还是成了。神的子民的难处。
And so, even though this matter at the initially did not become, thus considered something bad, eventually became a snare unto the people of God.
我们实在需要主的怜悯。
Indeed, we need the Lord's mercy.
给我们真实的看见。
For us to truly see.
我们只有单单的跟随。主的自己。
That only when we solely follow the Lord Himself.
这个才是我们跟随主的正路。
That is the right way of following the Lord.
任何对的题目都不能代替神的本身。
Any theme that is right cannot replace God Himself.
那所以我们往看到最末了的时候。
So when we look to the very end.
你看到基甸死了。
You see that after Gideon was dead.
那么所有那个以色列人呢？在那里就拜这个以弗德了。
And so then the Israelites worshipped this ephod.
但是事情的糟糕并不停在这里。
But that was not only what was bad.
事情的糟糕是糟糕在因着这样的一件事情引给以色列人一个好大好大的灾难。
But because of this matter, it brought to the Israelites a very great woe.
我们怎么来看这个灾难呢？
Now how do we come and look at this tribulation?
那我们先说
Let's first point out.
跟随英雄的人物不跟随神。
The people who follow the hero did not follow God.
这个并不等于说那个英雄的人物他是跟随神的，我们跟随他也就等于跟随神。
So we cannot say that hero is following God, so we follow the hero, then we're, that equals to our following God.
不能活这个等号。
We cannot put that equal sign there.
我们要跟随的永远是神的自己。
We want to only follow God himself.
英雄的人物也不是我们跟随的对象。
Now, the hero is not the one, the object of whom we should follow.
如果在这一件事情上有不够准确的话。
Now, if there is something that we do not do accurately.
那结果，那个英雄不在的时候，人就转向偶像。
Then when the hero is no longer, the man would turn to the idol.
那么当人转向偶像的时候
And when man turns to idol,
那我们就看到一件事情
Then we can see some things.
我们看看第八章最末了
We look at the end of chapter 8.
从34节是吧
From verse 34.
以色列人不纪念耶和华他们的神就是拯救他们脱离四围仇敌之手的也不照着耶路巴利就是基甸向他们所施的恩惠厚待他的家。
And the children of Israel remembered not the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies on every side, neither showed they kindness to the house of Jerubbabel, namely Gideon, according to all the goodness which he has shown unto Israel.
那弟兄姊妹，我们就看到一件事。
Brothers and sisters, we can see one thing.
人如果不纪念神
If man does not remember God,
也不会纪念神所用的人
Surely would not remember those used by God.
所以我们在这里看到基甸他幕后的事情
So here we can see the last days of Gideon was not good.
但是那与基甸本人没有关系。
That doesn't have to do directly with Gideon.
但是却和他的后代很有关系。
But is related to his descendants.
啊，因为我们看到第九章的时候。
Because when we get into chapter 9,
我们就看到整个以色列家那个时候再有的一次的伤害，不是从外族来的。
We can see then this last harm.From to the Israelites is not from outside, from Gentile nations,
而是从自己人的手里来的。
But from their own hand.
那为什么会发生，会在自己人的手里头发生难处呢？
Now, why would this difficulty come from themselves?
圣经没有给我们很清楚的看见。
The scriptures did not show us clearly.
但是隐隐约约的给我们看到。
But very hiddenly, it shows us.
尽管基甸在那里说。
As Gideon said,
我不管理你们,
I will not rule over you.
我的儿子们也不管理你们,
My son shall not rule over you.
唯有耶和华管理你们,
Only the Lord shall rule over you.
但是他造了一个, 那一个以弗德,
But he did and make that very Ephod.
那个以弗德就安, 设立在他的城里,
And that Ephod was in his city.
这, 在他的城里也, 差不多可以说就成, 设立在他的家里。
And so you can say in his city, you can say he put David in his house.
因为你应该知道的，当时那个城并不是太大的。
And so you should know the city was not very great.
也不会有很多户人家了。
And not many homes there.
那结果呢？
And so as a result.
因为那个以弗德是在基甸所居住的城里。
Because David was in the city where Gideon dwelt.
而这个以弗德就成了人敬拜的对象。
And this Ephod became an item that man worshipped.
所以或多或少。也会造成基甸的家在那里还有一点剩余的力量。
And so somewhat it would still allow for the household of Gideon to have some power left.
我们这样说是有根据的。
Now we can say that with some basis because in chapter 9, you can see brothers and sisters.
不过我们今天晚上不说了。
But we won't go into it tonight.
但第九章里面你看到基甸虽然死掉，但是他的家族还是在那里影响着以色列人。
And so you see, even though Gideon died, his family is still there affecting the Israelites.
而以色列人又不尊，在也不完全尊重他。
Israelites will not completely honor them.
所以就引出第九章所发的事情。
And so that's why it leads to the events in chapter 9.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
以色列人一再的堕落。
The Israelites continue to fall.
神一再的把他们挽回。
God continues to restore them.
但总没有一次把他们带回神最准要他们所站的最准确的位置上。
But not one time does God lead them back to the very accurate position which they ought to stand.
那结果过了不太久。
And so not long after.
人又倒下去了。
Man continues to fall again.
哦，这是四世纪。
That is the book of Judges.
虽然外面的原因好像不完全一样。
Though the external reasons don't seem to be the same.
但是骨子里头那个原因都是那一个。
But within the basic reasons all the same.
不尊重神的话。
They do not honor the word of God.
引出离弃神的自己。
And that leads to departing away from God himself.
这就造成了整个的四世纪都是悲悲惨惨的。
That leads to the fact that throughout the book of Judges it is very sad and pitiful.
我们仰望主救我们脱离这些光景。
Let us look to the Lord to help us depart away from such a condition.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.